This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine, another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. This is just the tip of the iceberg of the Intelligent Medicine phenomenon, because we do podcasts throughout the week, and there are videos and articles that appear on Facebook and Twitter, and you can check them out at drhoffman.com. You can subscribe to our newsletter as well. There's a wealth of information at your disposal, and it's free and available to you at drhoffman.com. All right, we are taking your phone calls, 877-726-8255. That's 877-726-TALK. Got lots of time this hour to field your inquiries. And here's an interesting story about fluoridation. And when you say fluoridation, sometimes that has kind of a bad connotation, because there are these wingnut people who talk about fluoridation as if it's some kind of conspiracy or plot to rob Americans of their health. And they're fringy folks who suggest that in an effort to protect our teeth, which is a good thing, with fluoride, most dentists agree that fluoride offers protection against dental cavities, and therefore, what's wrong with putting fluoride in our drinking water as a public health measure to reduce cavities? I mean, after all, cavities, big health problem. And in its wisdom, government has decided that they want to put this chemical into our water supply. And we even ask for more fluoride, because fluoride is applied to kids' teeth in the dental office. And then we can also buy toothpaste that contain more fluoride. The more, the better, because, well, if a little is good, a lot is better in terms of preventing dread cavities. Well, for a long time, people who call for a cessation of water fluoridation have been branded nutcases. But here's an article that suggests that maybe we should reconsider our policy of putting this industrial chemical into our water. It's from the University of Toronto, just out this week. Higher levels of urinary fluoride are associated with ADHD in children. Whoa, what's up with that? Higher levels of urinary fluoride during pregnancy are associated with more ADHD-like symptoms in school-aged children. Dr. Morteza Bashash, the study's lead author and a researcher at the Dalhousie School of Public Health, says our findings are consistent with a growing body of evidence suggesting that the growing fetal nervous system may be negatively affected by higher levels of fluoride exposure. The study is entitled Prenatal Fluoride Exposure and Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder in Children at 6 to 12 years of age in Mexico City. It's published in a respectable journal called Environment International. And what they found is that following these kids who were born to mothers, they measured the levels of fluoride in the urine of the mothers, and then they waited years afterwards. They recruited pregnant women from 1994 to 2005, and then they continued to follow the women and their children ever since. And they found that, there was a correlation between high levels of fluoride in the urine of these mothers and the risk of attention deficit disorder. Our findings show that children with elevated prenatal exposure to fluoride were more likely to show symptoms of ADHD as reported by parents. Prenatal fluoride exposure was more strongly associated with inattentive behaviors and cognitive problems. That's not good. And gives us pause about this compulsory policy of lacing our water supply with this chemical, with, you know, for an ostensible benefit, because yes, there may be some benefits in terms of dental hygiene, but maybe we haven't thoroughly investigated the potential consequences of adding a foreign substance to our water. And yes, there's plausible evidence that links fluoride to skeletal problems, to neurological problems, developmental problems, and even potentially cancer. So maybe it's time for a reassessment. Our number, 877-726-8255. And there are various ways you can get in touch with us. You can email your question to radioprogram@AOL.com, and it makes your question eligible for discussion on our weekly Q&A with Layla podcast, wherein we answer emailed listener questions. There's also a way that you can dial into our website at drhoffman.com, and on the homepage, using a PC or Mac, you'll find a little rectangle on the right. If you click on it, it'll prompt you to record a question, as did this caller, Marcus. Let's hear from Marcus.
Dr. Hoffman, I've recently been diagnosed with an autoimmune disease, cryoglobulin anemia, been prescribed prednisone as an anti-inflammatory agent. I'm interested to know turmeric, which has long been known to have anti-inflammatory properties, has it ever been tested as an alternative to prednisone? I tried it, fresh turmeric, and noticed that the side effects of turmeric were essentially identical to prednisone. But without any studies to fall back on, I'm loath to risk it. Do you have a perspective on this? Thank you.
So, you know, interesting question from Marcus, and, you know, let's first talk about the condition that he suffers from. All right, let me take a deep breath here and see if I can untangle my tongue and pronounce this. Cryoglobulinemia, okay? Now, cryo is a word, I think, from Greek, which means cold. So, cryoglobulinemia means that when your blood is exposed to cold, it kind of curdles, it thickens, and this can result in episodes that are painful, and it's considered an autoimmune disorder with a response, as many autoimmune disorders have, to prednisone. So, I mean, another thing is obviously avoiding the cold. People like this probably should live in Miami, or in San Diego, to avoid cold exposure. But, it, you know, just even being exposed to a blast of air conditioning could trigger symptoms. It's not precisely like Raynaud's syndrome, although some of the symptoms may be similar. Raynaud's is, you know, when you get blue fingertips from exposure to cold. Cryoglobulinemia is a little more serious condition. And it's rare. So I have no experience of treating patients with this condition with curcumin, which is a derivative of turmeric. But it stands to reason that you may get a benefit because turmeric is anti-inflammatory and is helpful for many autoimmune conditions. Now, you use the word, Marcus, side effects. You said the side effects of turmeric were the same as those of prednisone. I think what you mean is the beneficial effects in terms of protecting you from the triggering by cold of your symptoms. And so that's all to the good. I don't see a problem. There's also no problem, in my opinion, of mixing curcumin with prednisone. You might get sort of a hamburger helper effect where you get additional benefits and less of a requirement for prednisone, which obviously has harmful consequences if you use it long term. So there you have it. Other things that might be helpful for this, fish oil. Fish oil is sort of a natural antifreeze. It seems to protect platelets from clumping, and it may thin the blood in some way that could be helpful for this. If you were my patient, I would suggest high doses of fish oil to help mitigate the problem. I don't know this, but certainly nutritional support may make a difference in cryoglobulinemia. There, I said it twice, so I get bonus points. Our number, 877-726-8255, and we'll be right back with more of Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today and learn more about the CBD evolution at pluscbdoil.com. That's pluscbdoil.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And, well, they say there's no free lunch. That is, except if you're a doctor. Because frequently doctors are wined and dined by pharmaceutical representatives. And I remember that during my medical training, I was a hungry medical resident at Bellevue Hospital. And we always were anxious to receive free meals at the expense of drug representatives. There was one in particular that was popular. He was called the Mandel Man because he fronted out a powerful antibiotic called Mandel, which I'm not even sure is being used anymore. He topped all the other drug representatives by bringing us a giant 6-foot sub, which we hungrily devoured. And then I guess it affected our prescribing behavior because we love to prescribe Mandel to our patients who were suffering from severe infections. A new study suggests that 30 years later, that's still the case. Doctor payments increased drug prescribing by 73%, according to a new study. In this case, they looked at cardiologists who were taken out to a meal by sales representatives of Pfizer, the maker of Lipitor, a cholesterol-lowering drug, versus AstraZeneca, makers of Crestor, another cholesterol-lowering drug. And what they found is that there was a 73% increase in prescribing when doctors were treated to a free meal. Boy, doctors come cheap, I'll tell you. Politicians, they demand hundreds of thousands of dollars in under-the-table payments, but a free meal for a doctor, that'll do the trick. They'll prescribe the medication accordingly. And you might say, well, okay, you know, what's the big deal? You know, doctors say they got to eat too. But the cost is passed along to consumers, and this comes at the cost of higher drug prices. The estimate is that the cost to consumer welfare of this behavior totals $190 million per year. That's a lot of six-foot subs or free meals at Red Apple. Okay. Because Lipitor and Crestor, they say, made up the majority of both companies' cardiologist-driven sales, if either company's representatives were taking cardiologists out to lunch in this time period, it is very likely that statins were the focus of any drug-related discussions. That's lunchtime conversation when you're hanging out with a drug rep. 877-726-8255 is our number. And we got another one of those recorded calls that we'll take from Frank. Welcome, Frank.
Can you tell me if astaxanthin is a viable supplement nowadays? Also, the second question I have is, what percentage do you think the alternative medicine could take over in the health?
Okay. That is probably astaxanthin that you're talking about. Astaxanthin is a supplement that's being promoted as an antioxidant, and it's a carotenoid. It's a member of the family that is related to beta-carotene and lycopene and lutein. And in my opinion, it's a second-tier supplement. I think it's actually used as an artificial coloring for farm-raised salmon. It turns their flesh pink, which makes it more appealing. Otherwise, it'd be gray because ocean natural wild salmon has a pink color because they consume a lot of algae. And when they feed astaxanthin to the farm salmon, it turns their flesh pink, which is more appealing to consumers. It's one of the supplements that I think is a little bit oversold for a variety of reasons. It's a constituent of krill, and that is said to make krill a better choice than fish oil. I disagree. I don't think krill delivers as much benefit as fish oil. And if you want, you can take the astaxanthin or you can have some salmon to get your astaxanthin. In terms of where integrative medicine is headed, well, I think it's really stepping up to be part and parcel of the way that medicine is going to be delivered in the 21st century. More and more major hospitals are endorsing it, developing departments of integrative medicine. And, I think my whole career is staked on the idea that it's going to be the future of medicine, not necessarily eclipsing conventional medicine, but augmenting it and in a complementary way, existing side by side to help people stay healthy and do better with complex ailments. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Take this message to heart. RegActive Cardio Wellness Formula provides groundbreaking support for heart health. RegActive supports glutathione production. Glutathione is the body's master antioxidant, which is used by every cell in the human body and is especially vital for heart health. Glutathione affects how the body processes LDL cholesterol in a healthy fashion and ultimately supports the health of the heart by helping to improve the lining of the veins and arteries throughout the body. RegActive's Cardio Wellness Formula contains other heart-healthy nutrients that contribute in different ways to help reduce the risks of cardiovascular disease, such as B vitamins, including B5, which helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels in the normal range, and ubiquinol, the active coenzyme Q10, which supports healthy energy production in heart muscle tissue. Be proactive with your heart health today. Get RegActive Cardio Wellness Formula online and at fine natural products retailers across the United States.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And we continue to take your phone call. We also want to share some important health stories with you this weekend. And I found this story quite fascinating. When people come into the emergency room, it's of utmost importance to triage them. Triage is a word which means prioritizing them, because, you know, not everyone can get very expert intensive care. Some people are sidelined, and some people are put to the head of the line in terms of prioritization of their concerns. And lately, computers have been playing a role with algorithms to help establish which patients are the sickest and which patients deserve prompt attention. Well, everybody comes to the emergency room. They, you know, they're in pain, they're moaning, they're groaning, they're demanding attention, and sometimes they just say, "Please take a seat. I think you're going to be fine." And you wait a couple of hours, and then they take care of you. And hopefully the decision is correct, and maybe you don't have a burst appendix or an aneurysm that could threaten to kill you within minutes. And these algorithms help us, we think, come to correct answers instead of just eyeballing patients and coming up with a sort of an impression like, "Oh, man, I got a bad feeling about this guy. He looks 4-plus sick. Let's send him immediately into surgery." Well, there's a new study that suggests that simply eyeballing patients may trump formal assessment with an algorithm for prioritizing those who are seriously ill. That's amazing. It suggests that there is something in human nature, and doesn't even require a lot of training or experience, that helps us establish whether somebody is circling the drain, going down the tubes, headed for perdition. This is an article published recently in something called the Emergency Medical Journal. And they compared the impression, not even of just experienced doctors and nurses, but even phlebotomists and medical students who have actually very little experience assessing patients versus nurses who use an established algorithm called the Danish Emergency Process Triage, which is a list of, you know, like blood pressure and heart rate and, you know, various parameters that you measure objectively that then will yield an answer to tell you, is this patient very sick or can they wait? And when the ability to assess the likelihood of death within 48 hours and 30 days was compared, simply eyeballing the patient was more accurate than structured triage. And so this should lead us to rethink our way of evaluating patients with elaborate algorithms, because these algorithms, such complex systems, take up the time of highly qualified nurses. They potentially delay care, and they don't even deliver a result that assists patients in avoiding death, which is really the bottom line when it comes to emergency treatment. It's a fascinating study that suggests that there's just something in the human brain, instinct, that helps us assess whether somebody is in serious trouble. Okay, are you suffering from frequent fatigue? Well, I keep coming back to this theme because here's the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. It's NT factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. NT factor damages cells, and it restores the vitality of the mitochondria. And that's where energy production occurs in every cell in the body. Clinical trials have shown that NT factor reduces fatigue by almost half. I've shared some of these studies with you, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. You've heard me talk for a long time about ProPax with NT factor. Well, that's a complete vitamin mineral formula, but a while ago I suggested to Nutritional Therapeutics that some people may want to keep their favorite multi and or fish oil and yet still harness the power of NT factor. So healthy aging was born. It's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, and it comes with a 45-day money-back guarantee. And now for a limited time, when you buy one bottle of Healthy Aging, you get another one free. Just use the coupon code HOFFMAN at checkout, I personally take NT Factor. I've been taking it for years. I don't go a day without it, and I prescribe it to my patients. You can get healthy aging by calling 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. And now, using the coupon code Hoffman at checkout, take advantage of their buy one, get one free offer. It's healthy aging. This item is about a major threat to America's national security. And no, it's not the Chinese, it's not the Russians, it's not hacking, it's not the North Koreans, it's not bioterrorism, it's not ISIS. It's obesity. It's well known at this point that just under 30% of Americans aged 17 to 24 aren't eligible to join. But beyond that, almost a third of those who sit down at the recruiter to take the first steps are immediately disqualified. Why is that? It's because of their weight. The major reason that future potential soldiers disqualify, 31% of them disqualify for this reason, is obesity. So they've actually prepared a report for the military. It's called Unhealthy and Unprepared. And it concludes, sadly, that America's rising numbers of overweight youth are going to have real impacts on the military's ability to maintain effectiveness. So, you know, part of the problem is that not many kids want to join the military. And the pool is diminishing. Only 29% of young Americans have a high school diploma, no criminal record, and no chronic medical issues. Okay, so that's right there. It's not a big pool. Just 17% would be qualified and available for active duty, and just 13% would qualify, be available, and achieve a satisfactory score in the Armed Forces Qualification Test. So in 2016, 13% of 16 to 24-year-olds were interested in joining the military. That's not very many. And that number dropped 2% in 2017 to just 11%. So, you know, a combination of factors. You have less people wanting to join the military. And the ones that do, they can't pass the test in terms of they don't have a criminal record, they have no chronic medical problems, they're not obese, and they're physically able to withstand the rigors of military training. And, oh, by the way, those that do qualify, active duty soldiers who are obese were 33% more likely to suffer musculoskeletal injury, and that translates to more than 3.5 million injuries that occurred among active duty service members from 2008 and 2017. Do you know what was the leading cause of medical evacuations during deployments to Iraq and Afghanistan? What would you say? IEDs, sniper bullets? No. It turns out that musculoskeletal injuries and stress fractures were the leading cause of medical evacuations during deployment. So in other words, what took out more soldiers during these combat missions was not enemy fire or roadside bombs, but in effect self-inflicted injuries that occurred because people couldn't withstand the rigors of running around through the hills and mountains of these countries. As of 2015, 7.8% of active duty service members were considered overweight. That's up 73% from 2011. The Defense Department spends, you know, there's a lot of statistics I'm throwing at you, but this, you know, adds up to a very, very unhappy picture. Defense Department spends $1.5 billion a year on obesity-related health care for active duty service members and veterans and their family members. That translates to 650,000 days of work for active duty troops. So, you know, this obesity epidemic is a national security issue because we're just not going to find enough soldiers to defend our nation. So it becomes a priority not just in terms of reducing healthcare costs and ensuring a healthier populace. It is a big problem in terms of defending America from its foes. The study is entitled Unhealthy and Unprepared, and you can look it up. It's alarming, and it calls for early intervention. Early childhood approach to a healthy diet and exercise is the answer. And that's what we need to enact in this country if we're not to succumb, not to external aggression, but to our own excesses and our own lack of physical preparedness. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
As we age, forestalling and even reversing bone loss becomes more and more important. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a comprehensive formulation that supports optimal bone density to ensure your future bone health. It's Osteothera plus Ipraflavone from Claire Labs. Osteothera plus Ipraflavone helps inhibit bone resorption and promotes new bone formation. The Osteothera plus Ipraflavone formulation is vital for supporting the body in the formation and regeneration of bone to ensure your optimal skeletal health. I believe in Osteothera plus Ipraflavone so much that I've included it in the Intelligent Medicine Bone Health Protocol, and I recommend it to my patients. For more information and to purchase Osteothera plus Ipraflavone, just go to my online dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Several ways to reach us. You can reach us during the program. You can also email your question to radioprogram@AOL.com, and you can also record a question at drhoffman.com, as did Kathy. Let's hear from Kathy, please.
Hello. I am a 67-year-old female, and I recently had a biopsy of oral lesions and was diagnosed with lichen planus. I have been using an oral mouthwash consisting of nystatin, a steroid, and tetracycline from a local compound pharmacy, and I am weaning off of it. I still can see the lichen planus. I do follow a paleo diet and exercise. So my question to you, I was listening to you just this morning, and you were talking about this nicotinamide riboside, I believe it is. And I was wondering if this is something that maybe in a general way may help my condition with this lichen planus. Maybe it might even help with MGUS. I'm not sure, but it seems like something that may be a good thing for me to do. So I'd really appreciate any comments you may have. And I enjoy listening to you and Layla. I really appreciate all that you do, and your podcasts are excellent. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much for the compliments. And Kathy, you know, so you have a couple of conditions. First of all, you have lichen planus, which is an oral lesion, sometimes painful, sometimes just whitish plaque that doesn't, you can't scrape it off. It's in the tissue. And The concern is that sometimes it's pre-malignant, not often, but, you know, it has to be watched. And it's a condition that's very challenging to treat. You're taking a topical treatment, something that you can put on it in the mouth. The problem is things in the mouth tend to wash away very quickly, unlike on the surface of the skin. And it's got steroid and tetracycline, something else in it. And these are things that can help. Also, medications like Protopic can help. And oral surgeons prescribe that sometimes for lichen planus. There's some studies that suggest that aloe is helpful also. Aloe is a very soothing thing. You know, it's an ice plant that you keep in the kitchen. When you get a burn, you can apply it, and it actually facilitates healing. Well, there's some studies that actually show that aloe is equivalent to steroids in healing lichen planus. So that is worth trying. In your mouth, you could take some aloe juice or gel and swish it around in your mouth and do that a couple of times a day. That might help to facilitate the recovery. But you also have MGUS, monoclonal gammopathy of unknown source, and that is a condition fairly common that is sometimes just, you know, you have, and you can die happily of some other cause at 103 with MGUS. Sometimes it's a precursor to multiple myeloma, and that is a concern. Multiple myeloma responds nutritionally to high doses of vitamin D, and vitamin D is protective against multiple myeloma. It may have an impact on immunity that puts you at risk for lichen planus. The nicotinamide riboside certainly is beneficial for all manner of things. It's one of those things that, you know, it can't hurt. It's a great anti-aging supplement. Does it target specifically lichen planus? I can't say that it does. But, you know, it's like one of those things like chicken soup. It's beneficial for you in a lot of ways. And I wrote an extensive article on it that appears on our website at drhoffman.com, one of our newsletter articles. And also we did a great interview with Frank Jacks, who's from the company that makes nicotinamide riboside under the brand name True Niagen, which is now available via FullScript. And it's well worth taking virtually for anyone because it supports the mitochondria. So there you have it. I want to share this item for women suffering from fibrocystic breast disease, lumpy breasts. And part of that, you know, it creates more of a concern about breast cancer, although it's unclear whether there's an association with breast cancer, but these suspicious lumps sometimes lead to more mammograms and more invasive procedures, biopsies, and so on. In a recent study, women were given GLA, some iodine, and selenium. And it was found that nodularity was reduced by 53% in women with the most severe fibrocystic breast disease. So this adds, this is from an article that I'm quoting by Tori Hudson, who's an expert on women's health. This adds to some things in our arsenal that we already know about. Chaste tree, otherwise known as Agnus castus. Evening primrose oil, which, yeah, that's related to GLA because they both, evening primrose oil delivers GLA along with borage oil and blackcurrant seed oil. Also, vitamin E has been touted along with iodine in the treatment of fibrocystic breast disease. And it's also thought that caffeine reduction can help with fibrocystic breast disease. Women with breast density, that's a related condition, and breast density makes it harder to read a mammogram. So some women with breast density are asked to do ultrasounds, and that's a nuisance. It turns out that a study suggests that N-acetylcysteine, or NAC, can reduce breast density. I think there's also some studies that suggest that fish oil may play a role in reducing breast density in women who have that condition. It makes it harder to image the breasts, and within that breast density, cancer can potentially be concealed. All right, well, thanks for all your great questions this couple of hours. We appreciate your listenership, and you can also learn more by going to drhoffman.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Subscribe to our newsletter. Listen to our podcasts. You can download them from the usual sources. We just added Spotify to our roster of podcast delivery services. You can get them on iTunes as well. Have yourselves a great weekend. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and as a listener of Intelligent Medicine, you can try a bottle of their finest artisanal olive oil, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. I've been enjoying these harvest fresh olive oils for years. They are far and away the brightest, most lively, and flavorful olive oils I've ever tasted. Their antioxidants and polyphenols are off the charts because they're fresh from the harvest. They make store-bought olive oils taste dull and flat by comparison. Taste for yourself. Check out this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com.